the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
This is the radio show that helps you take control of your genes. Why? To become a world expert on your body. This is you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. Thanks for listening today. I'm Joe Galewski. To reach Mike on the phone, 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211, udocs@gmail.com. Why not try iHeartRadio Talk, add Radio MD, or you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. This is a special news and update station you can customize. So go to iHeartRadio.com. Couple of things. Download the app or use it on the web. If you go to the web, click Talk in the main menu, then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And then you're all set up. You can't miss. Hello, Dr. Mike.
Hello, Joe.
Our guest,
set of great articles, great news of the week this week.
We'll get to them all today. Talk about our guest segment at 35 minutes after the hour.
Well, this is the guest has what's called a miracle belt or sensory belt in the older form that is for older people. I asked my wife about it because she takes care of a lot of kids with ADHD and autism, and she said there's something real to it. So we're going to talk to Matt, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about Matt. Matt was on the way to the majors baseball player when he got hit with a line drive that in the kneecap. He was a 91-mile-per-hour fastballer, so he had a real chance of getting to the majors. He got injured, and this was part of his recovery. He learned to, I don't want to tell you what he learned to do, but this belt is all part of what he learned to do, and he's now making a career of helping kids get healthier with this. Kids with ADHD or other sensory deprivation problems.
Yeah, the belt improves balance for athletes with sensory deficits, and he'll be joining us at 35 past the hour. And again, 7-Eleven to reach Dr. Mike, 877-711-5211 or udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. What kind of flu season have we had early so far?
It's been a very quiet one. You know, it looked like we were going to take off. In other words, when you look at the early prediction, we were at the second highest level we'd ever been. But as of today, we're at a very low level.
We got a long way to go.
Yeah, well, the flu season, if you look at it, the highs and the lows, other than one year, have all been in the same range we're in now, meaning at this time of year. So it isn't until really January and February you can tell whether we've taken off and whether we've had a mild flu season or a horrendous one. But so far it looks like a very low one in all parts of the United States.
There's always been a push to get flu shots. How long have flu shots been around? I can't remember younger even thinking about a flu shot, even hearing about a flu shot.
Oh, Joe, I'm going to have to Google that, but my guess is...
You like that question?
...that flu shots have been around since the 70s, because
yeah.
I know of some data, 10-year data, at the end of the 80s, so I'll bet they've been around since the 70s.
Yeah, I have not...
I'm going to find that out. My Google hopefully will come and answer how long the flu shot been around.
Do you know how to enter Google, Dr. Mike? Google.com. That's how you do it. Google.com, G-O-O-G-L-E.com. I don't remember them back when I was, up until I was 20 years old. I heard about them before. I'm kind of interested in
that. How old are you now?
63.
So 43 years ago, which would have meant the early, the 70s.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find it. The Wikipedia must have the answer because it comes up. And we'll find out in a few minutes.
During the break. I get it during the break when you have a couple seconds, extra seconds during the break. Yeah. So prior to flu shots, we just had a grin and bear it. You got it. You suffered through it.
That's correct.
Yeah.
There roughly are still 250,000 people a year who die from the flu. And in fact, there are 30 to 50,000 in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Why do doctors want to put more people on pills, specifically statins? I thought the goal was to get people off pills.
Well, what this was an analysis by the American Heart Association, American College of Cardiology, combined program. And as I said, it's the number two news story of the week. And what they showed was that the data that is just aiming for a number below 130 if you don't have heart disease, below 100 for your LDL, was not as scientifically based as they wanted. And so they said, what is scientific basis? And what has is if your risk is greater than 7.5% per year. You can go to the American Heart Association and download the, you don't even need Google here, you just download the calculator, and you can find your lifetime risk. So my lifetime risk as of today is 7.8%, which would mean I should be on a statin. I actually am on one because probably everyone over the age of 60 should be, because of the decrease in dementia, decrease in memory loss, that is associated with statin use. At least that's the debate in the medical community. But it is very hard to have even with ideal values, if you're over the age of 50, not to have a 7.5% risk if you're a guy, or 55 if you're a woman. So there are a lot more people who would be put on statins with the new guidelines.
You're saying that everybody over the age of 60 should be on a statin?
Yeah, it's probably true.
Really?
Yeah, the data is pretty darn good.
Because my wife always says, you ought to try to ask our doctor to get you off. I'm on a statin, too, to get you off the pills. The less pills you take, the better.
Well, that's true if you don't get a benefit greater than a risk from the pill. So a statin, obviously, a fair number of us will develop memory loss as we get older. And the statin seems to decrease inflammation in your brain, mm-hmm. which means it decreases your nerve connections being, if you will, pruned. And your nerve connections are what make memories, so you don't want them pruned.
So a statin is good for preventing dementia?
It looks like that, and obviously it's also good for preventing the arterial aging of your arteries, which is associated with heart disease, stroke, memory loss, impotence, even wrinkling of the skin. Mm-hmm. So there's a debate among those of us who practice preventive medicine here at the Cleveland Clinic. It's about 50-50 whether everyone over the age of 60 should be on it. But clearly with these guidelines make it, virtually necessary for everyone with even ideal values who's over the age of 60 to be on it.
What are the disadvantages of statins?
Well, the disadvantages are obviously there's a cost to them. The major disadvantage is that they have side effects that a few people have that cause muscle, death or inflammation in your muscles. And they also can have other side effects, such as raising your risk of diabetes. But those risks, both the muscle injury risk and the diabetes risk, are very small. The major risk is that they decrease your energy production by your mitochondria, and that seems to be able to be ablated by taking some CoQ10 with it. So I take 200 micrograms of MCG of CoQ10 with it, and that seems to mitigate against that. But again, it has major benefits in decreasing the major cause of death for those of us who are, as we get older, that is cardiovascular disease, heart attack, stroke, memory loss, kidney disease from vascular disease, etc. And it also has major benefit in decreasing, if you will, the risk of memory loss.
Radio MD, stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So, it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.